Strange Adventure.
The dust-covered stagecoach thundered across the desert and over the steep California hills, swaying like a ship in a storm-filled sea. It bounced around the tortuous curves in the rough road as the six horses raced toward the village of Mariposa. Hunched in the driver's box, short, bull-shouldered Charlie Pankhurst clutched the reins in toil-hardened hands and smiled at the passenger who sat nervously beside him.
You know, Mr. Barker, I bet there'll be a good road through this country someday. Then the passengers won't get such a Johnson around. I certainly don't envy you your job, Charlie. How in the world can you see the road through all this dust?
Charlie the whip spat his tobacco over the side.
Don't need to, long as the lead horses can see their way. I've been over these mountains so many times I can tell where the road is by the sound of the wheels. You've been driving coaches for a long time, haven't you? Yep, ever since I was a kid back in Massachusetts. Then I come west, drove over most of the runs out here. Thought I was going to lose out when I got my eye put out shoeing a horse. Say, you hear a roaring noise?
Barker strained his ears to catch any sound that might come to him over the steady rumbling of the heavy stagecoach. At last he caught a distant, steady sound, as of water roaring over a waterfall.
Yes, Charlie, but faintly, sounds like a waterfall. No, that wouldn't be a waterfall, Mr. Barker. Been a lot of rain up in the mountains, and the Tuolumne River's flooded. That's the river you hear. We've really got to get going before that bridge washes out.
The long whip cracked ominously above the horses, and they broke into a wild, mile-leading run. Soon the driver and his passengers were in the sight of the flood-swollen river. He pulled his horses to a walk and called down to the nervous men and women within the coach.
Now, don't you people worry. Everything's going to be all right. That is, if that bridge holds together until we can get across.
Then thunder and lightning began to crackle across the sky as a new rainstorm built up. If more rain fell now, the bridge was sure to go. Charlie Pankhurst looked at the muddy, swirling river across the wooden bridge. He was almost on the structure when he heard the timbers groan and saw the bridge sway drunkenly before him. Instead of pulling up short at the edge of the swaying bridge, Charlie laid on with a whip, and the startled horses bounded across the shivering structure. Hardly had the coach reached safety when the entire span plunged into the swirling waters below. Mr. Barker looked back.
Gosh, Charlie. That was a close one. What? Tweren't so bad, son. Besides, you know, we got a schedule to keep.
Well, this was just another incident in the moving and adventurous life of one of the most colorful characters of the early West. On a day in 1879, Charlie the Whip called some of his friends to his small ranch house near Watsonville, California. The veteran driver was dying, and he wanted to give his estate to these friends who had helped him in his last days. It was on his deathbed that he shared with them the great secret of his life. They were the first to know that Charlie Pankhurst was a woman. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Wingbone, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.